Welcome back to The Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest is a baseball historian and award-winning documentary filmmaker. He is the director of The Sweet Spot. Season 3 is dedicated to what they claim is one of the biggest scandals plaguing baseball today, the systematic exclusion of women from the game. We say hello to John Leonidakis. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ed. It's good to be with you and your audience.
Thank you. It is great to have you. All right, women and baseball. Tell me, how have they been systematically excluded from the game?
Well, we go back to the 20th century, Ed. In 1909, Albert Spaulding, who's the head of the Spaulding Sporting Goods Company that's still around today, proclaimed that baseball is America's sport. Nobody else has it. It's a man's sport. It's a manly activity, and therefore, women can't play. Now, women had been involved in baseball since as far back as about 1867, but the real nail in the coffin came in 1931 when Jackie Mitchell struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig in an exhibition game, and Kennesaw Mountain Landis, the first commissioner of baseball, said, "That's it. No more women are allowed to play professional baseball."
Now, I had never heard that story. That's amazing. Now, you say her name was Jackie Mitchell. I see from the note she was only 17 years old. Is that correct?
That's correct. We go back to April 2nd, 1931. The Chattanooga Lookouts were a minor league team owned by a promoter named Joe Engel. He got the Yankees to come down and play his team. And Jackie came in to relieve, and she faced Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and Tony Lazzeri. She struck out Babe Ruth looking, and Ruth was pretty bugged about it. He grumbled at the umpire. And then she struck out Lou Gehrig on three straight pitches. She walked Tony Lazzeri, and there was a big hullabaloo about it, saying, "Oh, this is just a hoax. There's no way a teenage girl is going to strike out these guys." Tony Lazzeri said, "Hey, she's good." And don't forget, she was a left-hander, and she came sidearm. And so we'll never know the real story behind it, but she was a good player, even though she was only 17 years old at the time. It's one of those great stories out there in the annals of baseball.
It's amazing how baseball is the one sport that seems to maintain its heritage, its history, and the stories that get handed down from generation to generation. I am as big of a baseball fan as there is out there. I've never heard that story. Now, is that also an example as to how women overall are simply just excluded from the narrative of baseball?
Yes, it is. And, you know, really at the heart of it, Ed, we're really not at this point. The other thing to mention is that American girls, little girls, could not play in the Little League baseball until 1974, and that's only because Little League was sued by the National Organization of Women when they forced a team in Hoboken, New Jersey, to kick a girl off the team because, quote-unquote, girls weren't allowed. So at this point, really, we're not talking about baseball. We're talking about the larger issue of gender discrimination in the United States, which is in the headlines today. And, you know, really, it's about fighting for a person's hopes and dreams and access, equality, and at times, basic human rights and dignity. You would be shocked at the stories I've heard from parents, players, and coaches of girls being intentionally hit by pitchers, by girls being spit on, and having to weather this withering abuse of psychological, verbal, and emotional trauma. It's remarkable, and all of this lives in the shadows.
Now, in terms of girls competing with boys, women competing with men, I think about the major leagues today. Is there a woman out there that could hit a 100-mile-an-hour Noah Syndergaard fastball? Does that person exist right now?
The short answer is we really don't know because there's not a lot of publicity around these sorts of things. I can tell you that there are some excellent women baseball players out there. Sarah Hudek is pitching at the NC2A level right now. And baseball is not about power, and it's not about velocity. It's about getting on base, and it's about getting people out. So once women get the actual chance, the access to actually get on a boys' team in high school or in college, which is really not the norm, and even in this enlightened day and age, unless they get the ability, the chance to develop as baseball players, we're never going to see that happen, or it's going to be a long way down the road, and that person is going to be an anomaly. And this is where we need to have this as a national conversation, because it's a great irony that when it comes to baseball, 50% of the United States population has been largely excluded from playing its national pastime for over 100 years. When girls get out of Little League, they got nowhere to go. The mantra is, baseball is for boys, and softball is for girls.
Now, we all know the story back during the years of World War II. There was, for at least a time, a women's professional baseball league to sort of, I guess, capitalize on the fact that many major leaguers went overseas. And it was converted into a very successful movie by Penny Marshall back in the early 1990s. Has anyone thought about throwing money at a women's professional baseball league? You think about all of the venues, all of the opportunities. Look at your cable box and your satellite box right now. We have all of these extra and extraneous sports television channels. Has anyone seriously thought about creating a league for women now?
Well, Japan has had a women's professional baseball league since 2007. There are four teams, and baseball in Japan is not a national pastime. It is a national obsession.
Right.
And the Japanese women's national team is dominant. I think they've won the last six Women's Baseball World Cups. To take that the next step, and will we see this in the United States, it starts with you've got to develop enough women to stock a league.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the WNBA. There has been women's college basketball since the early 70s with the advent of Title IX.
Right.
So girls baseball has never had that. And until you have that, you can't really expect to field enough qualified, excellent baseball players to stock a league that people are going to pay to watch. So it needs to start at the grassroots level. And it needs to be what happened with the AYSO soccer, mm-hmm. which was they fought to get little girls into that league, to start girls' teams, to get girls on boys' teams. They do this in Canada now, where girls and boys, as teenagers, they play either together on teams or against each other, even in playoff games. So it's more about what sports is, which is supposed to be a meritocracy. If you have the ability to play, you should be able to take the field. And that doesn't happen oftentimes in high school baseball here in America, where coaches see girls as a threat to a boy who might have a chance at getting a scholarship for baseball.
That's a very good point. And you're trying to go up against a mindset that has existed for decades upon decades. And that is where it starts. I mean, with the athletic directors in high schools that would stand behind any girl that wanted to play baseball and could be given an equal opportunity to compete on the field and earn her way onto the field. As you said, a true meritocracy. In the work that you've done, how difficult do you feel it's going to be able to permeate that mindset that has existed for so long at that developmental level when it comes to high-level youth league, when it comes, most importantly, to the high schools? How difficult is that going to be to, I guess, change minds at this point?
Well, I think you need to start at the little league level. And even promote having girls-only leagues. Let the girls develop on their own with each other, and certainly they're allowed to play with boys. But we need to see a major proliferation of little girls playing baseball at a young age and being able to follow up and develop those skills beyond Little League. And that's the first big hurdle. There's a lot of lip service out there saying, oh, yeah, girls can come out, girls can play. At the end of the day, yes, there are definitely some open-minded male coaches who will give girls an even opportunity. And we have seen more of them be able to get into playing high school baseball with boys. Not a lot, but that's where the big hurdle begins, because you can't really progress as an athlete until you get the better coaching, the better facilities, the better competition that you see in high school, then down into college, and then into the professional ranks beyond that.
You know, an idea or thought I just had, too, is the involvement of women at other levels of the game. I'm thinking about scouting. I'm thinking about umpiring. Obviously, this attitude has pervaded that as well, because you don't see very many women umpires. You don't see very many women baseball scouts. How has it been in those ends of the industry to sort of change minds as well?
Well, women are making some breakthroughs in baseball as professional scouts. There's not a ton of them, but they're there. You cannot say that about umpiring. Comparatively speaking, the National Football League and the NBA have female referees. There has never been a female umpire in Major League Baseball, and they are years away from that. There are two women who are umpiring in the low minor leagues right now, Jen Paywall and Emma Charlesworth Seiler. They're in the low minors, and they will begin there to climb the ladder through the years here, and hopefully they will be the first ones to do so. But that's a huge black eye. And, of course, it's a reflection of where things stand in American society. Baseball's always been a great reflection of our society.
One last question. What has been the reaction of Major League Baseball? I'm thinking most notably of Commissioner Rob Manfred. What has the current status of Major League Baseball been with promoting the inclusion of women and girls in baseball?
Well, they see it as an issue. They have a diversity program that's run by Billy Beans, and they've got some great objectives. But baseball is such a mammoth institution, and they are the most conservative of all the major sports in the United States. And change comes at a glacial pace. So even though they recognize this as a problem, let's face it, it's 50% of their audience.
Sure.
And what's on the field and in the executive offices does not reflect their audience. Certainly not from a gender perspective. The only other thing I wanted to mention, Ed, is that people can find The Sweet Spot on Amazon.com, Roku, and Vimeo On Demand. We have a website, thesweetspot.tv, and we have two seasons of content already up and ready for binge watching. And this season, we're calling it Shutout, the battle American women wage to play baseball. That'll be up and ready to watch in about a week.
It is a very interesting series. It is a very interesting topic, and it is a question that really needs to be discussed. Well, John Leonidakis, thank you so much for joining us here on The Weekend.
Thanks, Ed. It's good to be with you.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is The Weekend.